Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come. And let him that is athirst, and whosoever will, let him take of the life, water of life freely. He which testified these things saith, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22, 17 and 20. And reading from the Statue of a Perfect Man, page 52-53, what Christ was, these people are, because his life is in here. They are in Christ, and their life is dead and hid in Christ through God and sealed there by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12. That's right. You reckon yourself dead. Then you are born of faith, then virtue, and these other things that added to you till you are perfect living image of God. Isn't that wonderful? And then God, through that, has brought also seven church ages to show the seven steps that he brought building his individual into his image. He has built a complete church in his image, and at the resurrection of this complete body will be raised up to live with him forever, because it is the bride. He that cuts in every age that comes. You get it? These people who died in here are dependent and waiting on us. So this church has got to come to perfection in order to bring the resurrection. And they are under souls under the altar waiting for this church to come to perfection. And up here, when the pyramid cap comes down, the pyramid itself, the body of Christ, will have to be honed, not only just some creed, doctrine, or something we have come through. It will have to be so perfectly like Christ, till when he comes, he and that ministry will fit right smack together. Then will come the rapture and the going home. What was the Holy Ghost given for? Page 14. Same Holy Spirit that saved the Lutherans, that sanctified the Methodists, that baptized the Pentecostals, is now setting in order the coming of the Lord Jesus, when it will be so powerful that the body will come into this group of church that will draw the rest of them from the grave. There'll be a resurrection. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. What was the Holy Ghost given for? And reading from Christ is the Word, reading from the Rapture, page 14, 27, 29, 32, 36, and 41. But to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her. It's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalians 4:16. Three things happened: a shout, a voice, a trumpet. Has to be before Jesus appears. A shout. What is a shout? It's the message going forth first. The living bread of life bringing forth the bride. It's a message to get the people together. The second is a voice of the resurrection. Now the third thing is a trumpet, which always at the feast of the trumpets is calling the people to the feast. And that will be the bride's supper, the lamb's supper with the bride in the sky. Watch the shout and the voice over here. The same thing at his coming. See? Yielded up the ghost. And when he did, the sacrifice was perfect and paradise emptied out. And the Old Testament saints came to the earth again, walked around on earth, and entered in him at his rapture. I thought, oh my God, one day there'll come a blast from heaven, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Them Old Testament saints back yonder who are waiting a blast forth and come out there first and go into the resurrection. We'll drop right in line and go into the skies. These old mortal bodies changed and make like on his own glorious body. What a parade that will be when it starts heavenward some of these days in that rapture in time that lays ahead. Oh, proudly displaying the blood of Jesus Christ upon their chests, the message of God in the hour that they lived in. That's the hour we are looking forward to, brother. Could the bride already be called? Is that what we are going through today? She has to be molded and made into the image of Christ. And Christ is the Word. United Time and Sign, page 23, 28 and 29. Revelation 10 said, the seventh angel's message. Now remember, that's right, at the seven trumpets. And there's seven angels blowing seven trumpets. That's what we're coming next. But remember there, very specifically, it said the angels, not the seventh angel's trumpet, but the seventh angel's message. See, not the trumpet angel, but a message angel. And I believe he is so close to coming that I can say, behold a bridegroom cometh. Lord Jesus, as my poor heart jumps for joy, as I see the possibilities of me, a middle-aged man, but yet the possibilities of seeing you come in this generation, to be alive and standing here, and see when that trumpet sounds, he that is filthy still, and to think of us standing in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the world wouldn't know what's going on. But all of a sudden, you'll see appear before you your loved ones that's gone on, that's come to unite with you again. And we'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to be caught up together to meet our Lord in the air. And then unite with him to be there forever and ever, to have to be out of his presence, never have to be out of his presence again. Lord God, we've seen the pyramid, how we built it up there, and seen how we added these things to it, and find that we are at the end time, waiting for the chief cornerstone. Glory to God. We pray, Lord, that you will wake people up quickly now and gather us together with godly love and respect to Jesus Christ and to each other. Amen and amen and amen. May God bless you richly.